You didn't want
okay, guys, we're going to reconvene.
Oh, it worked. I mean, Ridgedale Pharmacy said, we know Jerry. He's great.
Okay, we have some returns on ballot number one for the at-large position. So, on the list, 9 individuals received the majority necessary to move to an interview. 2 of them got 0 votes and so are dropped according to the rules. That is Al Zidane and Philip Zenos. So they each received 0 votes. So I'm going to go through the ones that received a simple majority. So Lynn Abramson, 16 votes. Susan Adams Lloyd, 18 votes. Les Bench, 11 votes. Mary Davenport, 19 votes. Kao Lai Her, 12 votes.
Just a minute. All right. How many?
12. Okay. Carol Johnson Dean, 13 votes. Bill Luther, 12. And Lenny Moore, right? Lenny? Nope. Lenny Moore, 18 votes. Sandy Weiss, 11 votes. So those are the ones that, per our rules, will be called in for an interview. And I'll go through the remainder of the returns. Oh, yeah. And also keep in mind, both Abdul Omari and Dean Johnson are on the good point on the interview list already as well, per previous rules suspension. So the ones I haven't reported on yet, Gloria Attica, 5. John Baumgartner, 6. Shirley Boyd, 6. Susan Cohen, 3. Robert Eddy, 10. Catherine Farniak, 2. Kim Eisenberg, 9. Mark Lindahl, 2. Stephen Peterson, 8. Don Schwichtenberg, 10. Mark Walters, 3. And James Carey, 2. So, the results of this first ballot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right? 9, and then plus the 2. So far we've got 11 interviews for the at-large.
11 with our incumbents.
For the at-large seat.
For the at-large seat.
It looks like the breakdown was 11 votes was necessary for majority. So the ones that were close, so we have 2 at 10, so just below the threshold, Robert Eddy, Don Schwichtenberg, and then 1 at 9, Kim Eisenberg.
Mr. Chair?
Council Member Erickson.
I would like to move that I'm going to split the baby here, but I'm going to move that we suspend the rules and add Robert Eddy and Donovan Schwichtenberg to the list.
Okay, so your motion is to suspend the rules, to suspend balloting, right?
Yes.
And add Schwichtenberg and Eddy to the list. So we would then have 13 total. Does that make sense? Senator Clausen.
Mr. Chair, just a question. Was Sandra Weiss originally one of those that we were going to interview?
Okay. 11 votes.
Thank you.
So the motion is on the floor. Representative Bernardi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to know, the way you said it, I had a little concern that there will be no more talk after this. This is the end. Or can I make another motion to add someone else on there? Because I do want a moment to look at the people who did get close to see. There's another person that was fairly close too. I wanted to.
Kim Eisenberg.
And then there was somebody at 8 too, right? Steve Peterson. So is.
Madam Chair and
Councilmember Erickson
and Chair Bernardi, I made that motion, but I would certainly accept an amendment to the motion that would add more names to go down further if you choose to do that.
Representative Bernardi.
Okay, I'm proposing an amendment. See if you think it's friendly or not.
It hasn't been seconded yet. So.
Okay. Okay, and so I can do that, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so Kim, I would propose that we add Kim Eisenberg to the amendment that you just made, so there will be three that we're proposing to move forward.
I'd second that.
I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, so so that's the motion. We need a second. Maybe this is the amendment.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? So basically, we are taking the ones that got the simple majority and including Eddie Schwichtenberg and Eisenberg, correct? Those three?
Mm-hmm.
And that would close balloting, so these would be the names. Okay? Any discussion on that? Again, a two-thirds majority required to suspend the rules. We are going to move ahead with a vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. All those opposed? None opposed. Wow, that was good. All right. So let's summarize. So we have 25 total interviews?
Yep.
Jesus. Wow, that's 9 more than last time.
Just 1 more day.
That's good.
I would suggest we try to do 7 a day.
So we should, do we have the full list of who's, I just want to do a formal reading of the names. Oh, do you? Look at you all thorough and happily. Okay, so I'm going to read the names that we've got. Is this touchscreen? No.
No,
that's IBM. And, so here are the names. Lynn Abramson, Susan Adams Lloyd, Allison Barman, Lester Bench, Andrew Brichichek, Mary Davenport, Kelly Doran, Robert Eddy, James Farnsworth, Mary Franz, Her Kaiolai. I'm going to get clarification on that before I say it again. Kim Eisenberg, Carol Johnson Dean Johnson, Thomas Keller, Michael Kenyanya, Sarah Kettering, Peggy Lucas, Bill Luther, Janie Mayron, Lenny Moore, Abdul Omari, Joshua Preston, Donovan Schwichtenberg, and Sandra Weiss. Does that? Thank you. So, we have our interviewees. I've got to find my agenda here. Now, on to discuss the interview process. Our notice of notification. Sally, do you want to, how have we done notification in the past for those who are new and like me that can't remember?
Generally, one of the members of the RCAC will volunteer to contact one of the applicants selected for an interview.
That's right. So on the people selected for an interview, we have somebody volunteer to call them, and then they also end up being the kind of the liaison the day of their interview, right?
Concierge.
So you meet them at the door and interview them around to the RCAC before the interview. So you're kind of the concierge. I don't like that word, but Paul?
I volunteered to call Allison Barman and Susan Adams Lloyd. And then I will also call some people that we will need to contact who are not being granted an interview. But I just, for the rest of you, particularly the new ones, kind of give you a sense of how this has to work. So I will call those two.
Those two on the interview
Allison
list,
Barman and Susan Adams Lloyd.
So you call them to tell them they've been, they will be interviewed, and then Sally follows up to set up the time, correct? And then keep in mind, you'll also be then greeting these people when they come for their interview and kind of being the person that they recognize, right? Theoretically. We might need Tim's sheet again.
I'm taking notes. So
you're taking notes.
Does that work?
Should we go through the ones? Let's go through the ones that have been granted
read
interviews.
Read the ones that are on your list so we know who to contact, so people can volunteer to contact them.
Okay, we can do that.
Thank you.
Lynn Abramson.
Seven Falls.
Yeah. I've talked to her 3 or 4 times. I'd be happy to call her.
Okay. Lester Bench. We had Bud.
Yep.
Bud call.
Yep. Andrew Richak. Student body president Morris. Anyone want to call?
I'll volunteer for him.
Mary Davenport, I can take Mary's. Kelly Doran. Jim.
Unless somebody else wants to.
Okay. Robert Eddy.
I can call.
Okay. James Farnsworth.
I can call him
too.
Megan
Kidd. Okay.
Mary Franz. Kaylee Herr.
I can call too.
Okay. Kim Eisenberg. Carol Johnson Dean.
I'll call. I don't know.
Barb,
is that you?
Dean Johnson.
I'm happy to call Dean. Unless someone else would prefer to do it.
Thomas Keller.
I'll call him. Barb? I don't know. He's happy to call him.
Yeah. Michael Kenyanya.
I can.
Okay. Sarah Ketterling. Peggy Lucas. Bill Luther.
I can call Bill.
Okay. Janie Myron.
I'll call her. I've been in conversation.
Lenny Moore, I can give. Or you want to?
I'll do that.
Okay. Abdul Omari. Joshua Preston.
I can call Josh too.
Yep. Donovan Schwichtenberg.
I can call.
Yep. Sandra Weiss.
I'll call her.
Yep. So that gets us through the list of those that we're asking to interview. Do we need anyone to go through and do the same thing for those that we're turning down?
We have to.
Yeah.
You have that list?
I do.
He's got them all on one list.
I know, my gosh.
Okay. Gloria Attica.
I think we should just assign it to everyone.
We should have started with this.
Everyone gets one. Just assign them.
Yeah, just assign them.
Everybody gets somebody.
Just go around the room and assign.
Yep. That'd be great. That makes sense.
Okay. So.
Except me.
Yeah, just start with Drew. Uh-huh.
He can do the first 15. How many do we have total?
22.
22?
Mm-hmm. So maybe a couple each.
One each.
That's
20
easier.
There's
22 people.
Who's not here?
John.
John left. He told us he had a meeting he had to go to. John England?
Yeah.
So just go around.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, we'll give everybody one and then Kathy will do the rest.
No, we will split the rest.
And Paul,
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Okay, so let's sort of sign it.
Yep.
Let's start with Drew and Gloria Attica.
Yep. Okay.
And then
John Bumgarner, Bill. Shirley Boyd. Jim Carey, Bud. Heather Chatterton, Barb.
Heather Chatterton.
Susan Cohen, Megan. Paul Cullen, Stacia. Andrew Durkot. Paul.
Yep.
Catherine Farinuk.
Thank you.
Susan Grafston. I'll do Peter Hutchinson. He's withdrawn. Jordan Johnson, I'll do. Roger Kittleson. Christina Larson. Mark Lindahl. Mary O'Connor, Jerry. Stephen Peterson, Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel Rosemark. Mark Walters.
Mark Walters.
Charles.
Me?
Yep.
Okay, Mark
Walters. And then we have three left. Zhao Yang.
Yeah, I'll just write them down and we'll
divide
them up.
Al Zidane and Phil Zinos.
Okay.
Right. I'll do Al Zidane and Philip Zinos.
So you're doing.
I'll do Zhao Yang.
Yep.
So again, the people that will be interviewed, your message to them is congratulations. That'll be announced. We've sent a release out, right, with the names?
What should we tell them, Sally? Kind of run us through the dialogue.
When you contact them, let them know that I will be in touch with them in the next couple days to schedule their interview, which will be held the week of January 7th to the 11th. So they'll be scheduled at some time. So just to look for a phone call from me, and then I can go over what to expect in the interview process.
Okay.
With them.
Will we also tell them that our reference checking procedure is this, and you can expect that that two references will be contacted? And I mean, previously, last time when I had to make it was tell them that get there before the press release so that they don't hear about being advanced by reading the paper. And then we also said, because if we were that concierge person to the candidate, we also said, and I will be checking your references. So you might want, let them know to expect a call from me. And that's not our procedure now. So I think we should tell them what to expect.
That's a good point. I think that's correct, right? Just that they'll be receiving a reference check.
We're going to pick two of your references, and we will reach out Sally reaches out to them via email. In that same phone call, maybe, or via email.
No, because we're going to someone different.
So you can let them know in the phone call if you want to that I will be following up with two of their references via a written form.
Or is it a random two people they select? Yeah.
So just to step back to answer the question on the references. So now that we have the 25 there, Sally will compile a list of, okay, here are the two references that we're going to check for each one of those. That'll get circulated to this group. If you have any feedback and say, hey, you want to do someone different than that's listed, get that back to Sally. Those will go out on Monday.
Okay.
And
then
Representative Bernardi.
Okay, we were moving very quickly, and this is not part of this conversation right now, but I'll regret if I don't bring it up just to see if it could be a possibility. There is someone, I think, that fell through the cracks, possibly, and I don't know if we can just bring her application back up and see if she could be considered. But being the importance of having the Regents reflect the diversity of Minnesota, there was a candidate, and I don't remember anything negative being said about her, but that she is a person of color, I understand, and she has some experience in being an executive director and being on board of directors. And I just want to know, is it possible to consider her passing her through still?
What was her name, just so I can look her up?
Gloria
Attica.
I think we could do that with the rules suspension, correct?
I think so.
She was the one that I cited that she, in her narrative, said she would find a replacement for Regent Activities if she couldn't come. Okay. Now, I didn't mean that to take her out, but that's a concern. There are only 12 regents. And
So, yes, you could make a motion to suspend the rules to add her to the list.
Right. Okay. So there was a maybe reason why she wasn't selected, because I do know that is a problem if you're going in thinking that you're going to have a substitute. Yeah. Otherwise, it could be like, I'm so serious about this, I don't want to miss anything, so I just wanted to say I have a commitment to it. So what I'm recommending is that we do have an interview with her and understand exactly what she meant by that, because I have a concern about that too. I believe a regent should. Should show up and be there. So I guess whatever motion is to suspend the rules and move her forward and get to the bottom of what her intention is in being at the meetings and what this exactly meant.
Second.
Is that you?
I just want to take a quick look at her resume, because I've got to go back to it.
So we have a motion and a second. If people want to review the resume real quick.
I want to speak to the motion.
Yes. Council Member Taylor.
Ms. Attica received 5 votes. There are 2 that have received 6 votes, and 1 that has received 8 votes that are not getting that special consideration. So I just, Connie, next door neighbor, want to let you know in advance, I will not be voting for this motion.
Okay. Council Member Christensen.
Mr. Chair, I think this council should seriously consider when the incoming chair of higher education is supportive of a candidate. I think it's good for us to interview that candidate. And because at the end of the day, the higher education committee can bring that candidate into the process when they have their meeting. So I think it would be short-sighted not to bring forth for an interview a candidate supported by the incoming higher education chair.
Additional comments before we take a vote? Representative Bernardi.
And Mr. Chair, and thank you, Vice Chair of the Higher Education Committee, for those comments. I do want to say I do not know this person. I'm not saying that I'm asking for an interview, is what I write.
Okay. Additional comments? All right, this will take a 2/3 vote. So all those in favor, raise your hand.
I think there was someone else, maybe Patch Kippel.
Right. Oh, hands back. Margaret, are you up or down?
I thought we already voted. What was it?
We're voting. We're still voting. Put your hands up if you're voting in support of the suspension of the rules.
Okay. 1, 3. All your hands. Now I can't count. 10. So 10.
All those opposed. So motion fails. Okay. We are moving on the agenda. We've discussed notification of interviewees, correct? Anything more there that needs to be done? That's now procedural details. Ms. Olson, what do we need to consider?
So it's 25 total interviews? So typically they're about 45 minutes with a 15-minute break in between, and then lunch, and then a day of voting. I think it was suggested to try and do 7 a day, so it's not too overwhelming. So I'll try and work them all in and let you know.
So then you'd be voting on Thursday afternoon?
Probably be voting Thursday afternoon. So finish up interviews Thursday morning, vote on recommendation Thursday afternoon if schedules align and it works out.
And sometimes that voting takes a while. Representative Brenner.
Oh, thank you. I just want to let the committee know that I don't want to let them down, but we do have a mandatory implicit bias training that day. And I believe I won't be able to get that's on a Thursday.
Oh. Okay.
And we're pretty booked that next week, so I don't know even planning around our schedule could work. But I just want to let you know that I will be here in spirit, and I hope I can make it, but it's highly unlikely.
Is it an all-day training?
I believe, yeah, Mr. Chair, is that okay? I believe I believe it's an all-day training, but we're learning each day as we go. But I will look on my calendar.
Senator Clausen.
Mr. Chair, could you just clarify the dates? We're talking about a Thursday. What Thursday?
Okay, so Monday, January 7th, Tuesday, January 8th, Wednesday, January 9th, Thursday, January 10th, and if need be, probably morning Friday, January 11th.
Because it would be helpful to have them here.
You know, understanding that is a 5 days conceivably for people. We have in the past, and I think that actually says in the rules, that as members, you to be able to vote, you have to listen at least to all the interviews because they're posted on a website, the audio recordings. Mm. So if you can't make one day, you need to listen to those interviews. To be able to vote on the voting day. So,
or for that particular candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
You can still vote, but to vote for a candidate, you have to have listened to their interview. And we post them all right after to a website.
Council Member Erickson.
Mr. Chairman, what is the math? 25, you've talked about 45-minute interviews, which is our standard, right?
That's what we're saying, yeah.
If we did 30-minute interviews, could we accomplish them in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Could we do, do you think it would be, does the math let us do 25 interviews on a half hour each on 3 days? Just asking.
Okay.
We're just figuring it out.
I mean, the most you would only cram in one more logistically a day, so you'd be at 8. So you'd still need Thursday for some voting. It would be, and that would
be hard to do. You can't.
Yeah, it would be hard.
And we couldn't do 9 in a day?
I think that'd be hard.
Can I respond to this? We are looking at a governing board for almost a $4 billion a year enterprise. And you need 45 minutes to have these people say something substantive to you. And if you call this type of person in and give them 30 minutes, this is just not fair.
Right. Yeah.
The representative.
So I didn't know I didn't want to encourage it to go down to 30 minutes, but I appreciate people like wanting me to be there. I have other commitments that week too that'll be problematic with one Minnesota swearing in. I'm swearing somebody in at a county commissioner level, so it is a crazy week, but I will try to be there as much as I can.
Any additional? Senator Clausen.
Yeah, could you give us the hours that we plan to meet to?
Yes.
It's usually 8 to
business hours. Is it 8 to 4:30? For the interviews, maybe. Because there'll be a little prep in the morning, maybe talk about, you know, the candidates that are coming in and then how the interview go. Then we'll usually have lunch catered in, a working lunch, so it saves some time there.
Yeah. I hate to digress, but can we talk about letting the folks that we're calling to let them know that they're not being interviewed? What does that phone call sound like? And then also, if they have questions in terms of why wasn't I selected, who do I talk to, is there a reference?
That's a really good question, because they usually do have they usually do want to meet to talk about that. I don't know what other people that have done this in the past. I've typically offered to get together after the selection process concludes, and there's never been interest after it concludes. So.
And this was all recorded, so they can certainly, and it's posted, I mean, they can certainly listen to the conversation if they would like to, that happened during our voting if they're curious.
Okay, but there's nobody we should refer. Is there anybody we should refer them to?
The chair.
Dan?
The chair, yeah.
Okay, okay. Cool.
Sally, thank you.
And I will.
That's a really good question. I appreciate your asking that.
Just going back to the interviews, we have 45-minute interview, 15-minute break. I know from past experience during the break, we bring them in the room and do the introductions. I'm just wondering, maybe there'd be a way to condense that a wee bit, because it's 25 hours of, give them the 45, Margaret, but maybe do something on the break. It's just something I...
And I don't know why we're not continuing on Friday. I mean, I have a real bias, probably because I go over and attend the Regents meetings when I am in Minnesota. And these are really important picks this time around.
I'll be unemployed, so I don't know. Councilmember Erickson.
Representative Bernardi, is that just the House issue on that Thursday, or is it both bodies?
Just the House.
Would, since time sometimes has expanded to get to Friday, would it be possible to schedule that however far we get on Wednesday or Thursday, the vote is actually Friday morning. We have a half day Friday morning that's for only the vote. And we've been thought about it, and we got some
development. That then gives people the opportunity, others that may have had to miss for a reason.
To listen.
To get Thursday night is a lot of interview tape listening, that makes sense to me.
So schedule the vote, however time it takes to get 45 minutes times X, gets into Thursday, leave when we're done, and come back Friday morning and vote. That gives us a little chance to digest and think about it.
I think the math is 19.5 hours of interviews and about 5.5 hours of break. I was just suggesting we maybe look at 5.5 hours of break, but there are things that happen during the break.
Yeah, and I think it's challenging to have somebody come in at 3:50 for their interview, isn't it? Okay. Any other thoughts on this? I think we're coming to a consensus on that. I know it's a little more time commitment for folks, but we did intentionally, I think, do more interviews.
Far more
really good candidates.
Far
I think.
More than we have in past years.
Oh yes.
Okay,
Representative Bernardi.
Yeah, thank you. And I just want to make sure that the committee chooses to do on Friday because that's what's best for the committee. And if you're doing it for any way for me to be there, so far so good. Our schedules as legislators are fluid. And but it would be in the morning, correct? Because I do have a doctor's appointment that's been rescheduled 2 or 3 times, and my insurance changes when I start the legislature.
Oh.
So I have to make sure I get there by 1 p.m. So I'm just being full disclosure of my availability.
The voting, I'm trying to remember how long the voting has taken.
You can even do it by proxy, though. If you have to leave, you can leave your votes with Sally, and she can vote them for you.
And just to follow up, I appreciate everyone's time for being here. I served on advisory task force for the governor. Took like 2 weeks vacation over the last 6 months to do that. I know it's a huge commitment, and people give up a lot to this. So please take every other member's consideration before mine, just to let you know.
That's a good point. Any additional comments on that? Senator Clausen.
Just a couple of questions. Mr. Chair, if they want to contact you, how would they get in touch with you?
Postal mail. No, I will give you a phone number and an email address. Phone number is 952-303-4002. And then email, preferred method, djwolter@mac.com, mac.com. That's going to be an easy pass off now, I think.
Yeah. And my second question, Sally, if they want to listen to the recording, would they contact you?
Yeah, and I will get it posted to the website. We'll probably get it tomorrow. There were some recesses in there that I'll have to do a little chopping off, but the audio should be posted tomorrow to the RCAC website.
And we know people listen to that. Additional comments. So we will aim for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for interviews, voting on Friday. So of the week of the
7th through the 11th. So block that on your calendars. I appreciate that. I understand that's a big-time commitment in one period of time. It's kind of the gauntlet. We have to statutorily have our recommendations done by the 15th, so that's largely why it's all jammed into the tight week. So,
do we think the press release is going out tomorrow, Sally?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, call people today.
Yeah, that's a good point. The calls, try to make those calls today, obviously, because I think Barb said, you prefer for people to hear from us first, understanding that sometimes you can't reach people. So, what else do we have? I think that's it on the agenda. Anything else that members have? We estimated 2 o'clock, and this is yes, Council Member Carlson.
I would like to thank the legislators for your interactive participation, for embracing this process. I am so, so impressed. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Good point.
Thank you.
It's important.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.